Firstly, the hard question. Where is it in the psalm? Well, it's actually quite hard to find. One of the reasons it's hard to find is that it's not actually in the form of a question. So if you're trying to spot it by looking for a question mark, you won't find it. It's in verse 13. Asaph puts it really as a question, but expressed in the form of a statement. He says, "Surely in vain I have kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence." And if we were going to rephrase that statement as a question, I think it would probably come out something like this. Is it really worth it? Is it really worth it, all the effort of getting out of bed in the morning to go to church? Is it really worth it, the effort of trying to study and understand the Bible? Is it really worth it, the effort of going down on my knees and praying? Is it really worth it, trying to share my faith with my neighbours, friends and family? Is it really worth it, trying to tough it out for God when life is difficult? Is it really worth it? That is what Asaph is saying. And when he says, "Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure," the conclusion he has come to is that it is not really worth it. "I've made all the effort trying to live for God," thinks Asaph, "and I really don't believe it's worth it." Now we might say, "Tut, tut, Asaph, that's a terrible thing to say." But he's being brutally honest. I suspect that some of you too, at some point in your lives, will have wondered the same thing. Is it really worth it? That's the hard question, and I don't think we need to expand upon it. Just think about it, look at your own lives, and perhaps identify times when you may have asked that question. I certainly have. If not, there probably will be times in the future when you will ask it. Is it really worth it, trying to be a Christian? We then go on to the second thing in rather more detail. What on earth has brought the psalmist to this position where he believes it's not worthwhile making the effort to follow God wholeheartedly? This is the second division of the message, which I called When Life Hurts. And life clearly was hurting for Asaph. You perhaps have noticed in the reading, verse 3 contains a shocking statement. Asaph says, "I envied the arrogant." Now he's being very frank with us here, saying that what brought him to the position of thinking it wasn't worth it to live as a believer was the fact he envied the people that he calls the arrogant and the wicked. Now envy is such a powerful emotion. We'll see in this psalm that envy in Asaph's case was a product of two things, and when they come together they produce a very nasty outcome. Now perhaps many of us would think envy is not really a problem for us, but I think when we actually start looking at the motives and attitudes behind what we say, envy is sometimes mixed in with it. "I really don't think that they should have spent all that money on that big house. Why do they need a four-bedroomed house? There are missionary organisations crying out for money." Now, are you really concerned about the missionary organisations? I'm not saying you're not. But could it just be that the fact that they have a four-bedroomed house with a nice view and a big garden is just irking you a little bit? "I really don't think that they need a car with a 2.5-litre engine. After all, there's only two of them." Ha, they have got you. You're envying them, aren't you? Sometimes envy is there and it's so hard to see our own faults. Asaph was being brutally honest. He's admitting there was a time in his life when he envied these people whom he calls the wicked and the arrogant in this psalm. How on earth did he get to that position? Well, I think Asaph made two mistakes. And when you put these together, they are a very toxic combination. When I was younger, I was quite interested in chemistry. When I was about 9 or 10, I got a chemistry set for Christmas. I was very excited. All these little bottles of powders and vials and coloured fluids and things. There was a book with experiments that you could try. Take bottle A and mix with a little of bottle C and 2 drops of bottle E. It would all form a nice crystalline pattern. Now, being myself, I thought, let's see what happens when you mix some of all the stuff together, all the bottles and vials. It all froths and foams. Nothing dangerous, you understand. However, there are some chemicals which, when you mix them together, the outcome is disastrous, with the production of a toxic gas which can make you unconscious or even kill you, or perhaps the production of something explosive. That's exactly what happened here in Asaph's experience. If you like, envy is the toxic gas that was produced by mixing two things in this terrible experiment which Asaph undertook. The first ingredient was this. He overestimated the benefits of an ungodly lifestyle. Have you got that? Overestimated the benefits of an ungodly lifestyle. What's an ungodly lifestyle? No God. God doesn't figure anywhere. Not in decision making, not in habit formation, not in lifestyle choices, not in anything. No place for God. And Asaph overestimated the benefits. Just listen to some of the things he says. In verse 4 he says, they have no struggles, their bodies are healthy and strong. So he's looking about himself and saying, these ungodly people, they're so tanned, so muscular, so fit. Here am I with joint pains and a skin problem, I'm prone to headaches. And then in verse 5 he says, they are free from common human burdens, they're not plagued by human ills. Nothing bothers them, they've no problems, they're proud, they're violent, and on it goes. And then he sums it up in this way in verse 12. This is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on amassing wealth. They're happy, they're healthy, they're fit, they're laughing all the time, they're joking, they're having parties, they're making loads of money. Asaph, sit down a minute. This is rubbish. You've totally lost the plot. This is simply not true. Is it really true that people who don't care about God are never ill? That they never have to go to a doctor, that they're never admitted to hospital? That's rubbish. Is it true that their investments never go down the tube, that their houses are never in negative equity? Is it true that they never have these problems? Asaph, this is rubbish. You are seriously overestimating the benefits of an ungodly lifestyle.